Hello, and welcome to another Big Think Mailbag. We have our usual hosts yet again. We've got Bob.
Hey.
From Gigaboots. We've got KZ from KZExcellent.com.
I like letters.
And we've got Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
Numbers are good also.
Let's get to some of these questions. We're going to start off with this question from Crab Can. Howdy, Big Think Buckaroos. Given the heat wave that's been hitting lately, it got me wondering, what's your favorite frozen dessert? When I was a kid, just giant gas station icy.
Yeah!
It's good shit, man. Then I realized, what was it? They have like that ice, that name brand icy. It might just be icy brand icy, and I realized theirs were actually better. But I found this out right before the Kmart closed, and that's the only one around with an icy brand icy.
The Blue Light Specials.
Yeah, they're gone forever. This was, of course, over 10 years ago.
Yes. I travel inordinate distances to get Coke Icy's.
Oh, yeah. They're good shit.
They are good shit.
This is definitely going to date this story. So me and Handsome Joe would go to the gas station, get giant Icy's, and go to the mall.
Yes.
Mall rats had come out by now.
You see, younger viewers, the mall used to be a place where you could go and there was multiple stores featuring all sorts of things.
They had
used that before Amazon owned everything in the entire world.
Yes.
They were home to certain traps that you should never go in, like Cinnabon.
I don't know. That could be fine.
It's okay. I went in every time.
Well, it's not a real mall visit unless you go into the Cinnabon.
Yes.
We didn't have one of those, but we had a cookie stand.
Yeah, we had a cookie stand. I don't know how often I went to that thing.
But they made birthday cakes that were cookies. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sadly, I don't have a lot of mall experience because our mall is pathetic and has been pathetic for 20 years.
Ours is was just barely north of pathetic. Now, of course, In pandemic times, especially, ultra pathetic.
Yeah,
I think the only thing still actually inside that mall that has not like is not just like a growth on the edge, like a JCPenney, is there's like 1 Foot Locker.
Huh.
Ooh.
I believe our JCPenney in that mall closed.
Yeah. So imagine a whole entrance to the mall and a whole like I don't know sixth of it is just shut down. And it's like, no, drive to the other sides that you can get in from. It's real weird,
yeah,
honestly.
The JCPenney in the Sears closed. So now that there's like no big...
Two major entrances that are closed. So you got to go in through the food court side.
Or the quote main entrance.
Or the side that has the arcade.
Doesn't have an arcade anymore.
I'm just saying. You know which side I'm talking about.
Yes.
Also, how the fuck would I know? I haven't stepped on that side of the mall in years.
I think the arcade got replaced with a fabric store.
What the f-
I think that's right.
You don't need video games. You have a Gap.
Our mall actually got bought by a new company that's like, we're going to change the outlook on this mall. And I'm like, I'm sure you are.
Almost anything would have to be better than the old owners. They sold a part of the mall to a church.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they were thinking there. As a kid, Icy's. As an adult, I don't know. I'm still mulling over it because, man, Icy's, you drink a whole 44-ounce Coke Icy and you just kind of feel like afterwards. So I don't know that I would call it my favorite anymore.
Have you ever heard of Jamaican Me Crazy Icy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I've heard the term.
That was really good. I think the only one near us was actually... like over in Panama City or something. So I didn't have it frequently, but it was really good.
It popped up for a little bit in one or two of the gas stations around here, and then it disappeared again.
Of course.
For anyone who isn't me and Bob, these are coffee ices.
No, it was a fruity icy.
You sure they didn't do a coffee one too?
They might have. I don't remember that at all.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, I don't see how you would do like a coffee icy. I guess you just could do it, but
it's really good.
Weird.
The coffee icy was delicious. I thought that was the same brand.
It might be.
But Jamaican Me Crazy is like a cocktail with pineapple. So I imagine the icy was like a non-alcoholic version of that.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Wait a second, Bob. Is your answer also an icy?
I mean, that's definitely up there. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I feel like there's something.
Here's the contenders in my head. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We got gelato.
Mm-hmm.
Gelato's fucking excellent. We got birthday cake, like an ice cream cake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's usually a pretty good contender. All of these things are battling it out. KZ, do you have a top contender for best frozen dessert?
Well, you already hit one of the best ones. You already hit, like, icy.
Yeah.
I get freezer pops a lot. Like, those things that come in the plastic tube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get that a lot, because they're like 50 cents for 400 of them.
Yes.
And they ruin a freezer, yeah.
Yeah, and they ruin a freezer. I haven't attempted to ruin our freezer yet.
See, that's why you get one of those chest-style freezers. You just throw it in there. Just to be clear, we're saying it ruins a freezer because it takes up so much fucking space, right?
Yes, it just completely fills it.
Yeah,
immediately.
And I'm like, no, we can't have a freezer that is 40% pizza rolls, 40% freezer pops.
And then, like, 4% my frozen fish.
You don't need that.
Sounds like you need to do a stream goal for a chest freezer for the garage.
Feels making some sense right now.
I mean, I would really like a chest freezer, but keeping it in the garage in the middle of summer, the electricity bill on that will be insane.
It would be really funny, though. It's like this podcast comes out. It's like, that already happened.
Yeah.
They already did that, and they've already been using
it. Oh, that happens all the time. At the beginning of the Nagatoro Weeaboots, Mr. Feel says, clearly you don't own an air fryer. It fucked me up.
Meanwhile, we've used it 15 times in 2 weeks.
That shit's really good. That shit's really good for everything, except for Brussels sprouts. As it turns out, it does not sear those and liquefy the insides like you need it to.
Oh, I finally thought of one for me.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots is the ice cream of the future.
It is amazing.
Dippin' Dots is good, but every time I want it, I'm like, the money.
It's yeah,
like
it's way
$4 for any of it.
Yeah. It's like it's smaller than a Capri Sun pouch, and it's $4.50. It's pretty harsh, but I don't know. Now that we're talking about it, I'm like, yeah, I could go for some Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots, and also Dairy Queen's ice cream is probably the best ice cream, period.
Ooh. Let me think.
There's something about how soft they make it. It's like, this is not like any other soft dessert I can think of.
I prefer Ben and Jerry's, like, ice cream, but...
For me, that's too hard.
Oh, my God.
How do we come back from this?
I have no idea. Hey, Phil, I know we agreed on ices. Do you have any other frozen desserts you want to bring in, like a custard or something?
Ooh,
I really like the specific kind of popsicle that only would show up here in the summer, and I think it's because they're from Mexico. They come in tubes like a freezer pop, but they taste a lot better, and you can snap them in half.
Oh.
Huh.
I see. Yeah, I've seen that design before. I've never tried that type. Anybody else here remember Mondo?
Yeah, it's that show we do every month.
No. Not Mondo Cool. Mondo. It's a drink.
I don't remember now.
No.
Okay.
No.
Let me Google this.
While Dan's doing that, another ice cream I really enjoy that I can hardly find.
Okay. Here we go.
What the fuck is that?
Can you tell Mondo was invented in the 90s?
Yeah, are those Kool-Aid bursts?
Yeah, they look like
it. Look, it looks exactly like that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's like a million.
One moment, someone made a comparison image. They're nothing alike. I have no idea what you're talking about.
One definitely just doesn't have a simpler and therefore cheaper to produce bottle.
I don't know. The Kool-Aid burst has the really cool top part. you definitely just don't chew in your mouth.
Yeah, I would never do that. Why the fuck would you say I'd do that? I would never do that for sure.
Nope.
Yeah, I definitely didn't set off my bizarre oral fixation that I had as a kid, where I chewed everything I could get my hands on.
See, I can
including planks of wood.
I can confirm
yes.
that didn't.
What?
Holy shit!
I mean, I chew a like look. If it was a popsicle stick, yeah, I'd chew the shit out of popsicles.
Oh, okay, I'm thinking okay. like Ed, Ed and Eddie style plank of wood,
right? I can confirm at very least those didn't cause that fixation. So that's good. Because I didn't have Mondo around where I lived. It was up in Virginia. So when I would visit my relative, there would be Mondo. And Captain Skyhawk. The NES game. Yeah. Anyway. So those Mexican pops, pretty good?
Yeah. And I can never find these Häagen-Dazs bars anymore, but I really like them.
Oh, I never once tried them, but yeah, I looked at them all the time working at a grocery store, so damn. Now I'm sad hearing that they're actually good. I'm like, aw.
The chocolate covered in dark chocolate are real good.
Mm-hmm.
Except the only problem with them is that they come in boxes of three, which is a very offensive number.
Okay.
Or any sort of thing to come in.
It should come in like a pack of 15.
It should come in a pack of four at least.
Come on, I'm here to bargain.
Because when I was a kid, we'd never get them because my dad'd be like, I don't want to fucking buy two boxes.
Yeah.
There was trauma behind this.
Yeah, when he started describing three as a terrible number, I was like, I'm now remembering every time going to a restaurant when they bring you an appetizer that doesn't divide evenly into any number that you would have of visitors.
you get seven cheese sticks. Fuck you.
No, see, that's too high. That's too high. I think this thing was like three or five. It was definitely like,
yeah.
It's not enough to be everyone gets one and one person gets extra. It was, yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Anyway, I think we'll move on. Kuruzora writes in, hello, Big Think Crew. My question to you all is this. If you were able to travel anywhere in the world, especially after this pandemic, where would it be and why? Thanks for the great content the past few years, especially this past year. I wish you all the best and cheer wines to more great moments, especially the new living situations. Thank you, Kurizara. Is Korea street food a place?
Yes, I think it's Korea.
Yes, it's called Korea.
Okay.
They're going to put American cheese on that thing and eat hot dogs.
I'm going to need every video I ever saw to be available to eat on one street.
Oh, my God.
I need to go there.
And Dan, this is reasonable. You bring $20 there, you have 80 pounds of food.
It's true. They showed this amazing fucking sandwich where it's like, oh, we bake the bread dough with this mixed scrambled egg on top with cheese on the ends of it, with the sausage in the middle of it, and the spices on top. And that's like $1.80.
Fuck. That's the reality that a Topps hamburger would be cheap.
Yeah, maybe Korea has a cheap Topps hamburger.
Maybe.
Man. Damn it, now I want Topps. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Why would you want to go to Japan?
I know. Crazy.
What would you do there, and why?
I guess I'd go to Tokyo, because that has the most condensed things to see.
You're not going to go to the town that has Conan as a mascot or whatever?
No, I don't think so.
Geez.
Kyoto looks really cool. Seeing Dylan Cuthbert tweet up photos of it, it's like, man, there's just a bunch of interesting food and landmarks.
Yeah, I probably follow too many like indie scale almost developers, but Kyoto has been hyped for years to me.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh no, what if I just go there and it's like, it's not as cool as Tokyo, and I just sit there going, I should have gone to Tokyo.
Well, you know what's great about Japan?
What's great about Japan?
It's all within a train ride away.
They have a functioning public transportation system.
That's fucked up, yo.
How dare they?
See, I need to train on traveling in some other country first, so that way I don't go to Japan and then some other country and go, where's your train? I don't understand. We actually did a good bit of, this is fucked up and maybe I shouldn't tell them. We did a good bit of planning for the 4K Cats Kickstarter for that stretch goal, just to be sure we could offer it, how much it would cost, et cetera, et cetera. So we have looked at, like, oh, look at this transit system. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, how to get, because the stretch goal was to go to Cat Island.
Yeah, we were going to go to Cat Island with a fucking movie quality camera because no one's done it as far as I've seen. I've seen okay looking 4K video, but yeah. So I've looked into that. Hey, KZ, where would you go?
I would also go to Japan.
Whoa.
I want to live in the world of, I believe it's called Persona 5. I need to find out, you know, all the buildings that they made because that game did well. I want to understand them. Check it out. I need to go into the, I need to check out the diet building where every bad guy is in every Japan-focused RPG. I need to find out what puzzles lay within it.
Man, it's really bullshit that we have all these Japanese games where you go into the diet to beat up somebody.
Yes!
But there's not a single American game where you get to beat up people in Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Isn't that fucked up? Yeah, I'm sorry. Some people tried to make that real recently, but you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's the problem with America. We can't have fun shit because people are trying to do stupid shit.
Yes,
I want to go into to Congress and do a heat action on Mitch McConnell.
Holy shit! Oh my god, that would be hilarious.
You like tap right on the D. You like put tap right on the D pad so you pull out like the cheese grater you had in your inventory for some reason.
I'm thinking of the one in Yakuza 0 where the dude's head is broken through a urinal.
The one I always think of is where Kiryu just pulls out the box of nails and just stares ominously before shoving them into their mouth.
Oh my god.
I always think of the one where they're on the ground and Kiryu grabs them and rubs their face into the ground.
Yes, that one's fucking savage.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Kiryu doesn't kill anyone.
Or the boiling kettle one where he just stands on their chest and pours boiling water onto their face.
Oh my god.
He really doesn't kill anybody. He's a nice guy.
It never happened.
Kiryu, you can't kill anyone. You can't come back from that. That is a cutscene in these games.
Hey, Phil, where would you go?
My real answer would be Prague, because I think Prague is gorgeous.
Pragway.
Take that, aggro.
Right? It's like, I thought that there was some sort of reason we shouldn't go. Aggro kept insinuating that.
The meme answer, and I do 100% intend to visit this place before I die, is the Bass Pro Shop Pyramid.
Yes!
In Memphis, Tennessee.
We're all going.
We're going to get the curse.
Feel. No shit. I rarely go on Facebook. I went on Facebook 3 days ago. A former coworker from Liquor Donuts just goes, I don't know what I did in my life to end up at the Bass Pro Shop Pyramid 4 times in 1 year.
What?
I'm like, what the fuck is the Bass Pro Shop Pyramid?
It's a gigantic Bass Pro Shop in the shape of a pyramid. It has a high-end hotel in it, which I would stay at for the duration of the visit to the Bass Shop Pro Pyramid. I'd eat at their lounge that's on like the almost top floor and can oversee Memphis, Tennessee.
This is it. This is it, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have our GB podcast movie.
Yeah.
And just like Harold and Kumar, it's just about us going to the Bass Pro Shop Pyramid where we uncover a cyber mummy.
Jesus Christ.
Look, they have a bar where you can sit around the underwater tree.
God.
Yeah, that sounds ludicrous. I do want to check that out.
It's very cool. It's like it honestly has the energy of a Hollywood, not Hollywood, like a Las Vegas casino, but it's a Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, no, seeing pictures, I immediately thought Las Vegas casino, but I was like, where is it though?
The final dungeon of America.
Jesus.
That's where, like, every boomer dad goes to do the Odin sleep.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. We're going to move on. I don't know how. That's mm-hmm. the peak. This image I'm staring at is the peak of this podcast. Look at this fucking pyramid. Anyways, we got a question from Arc Seaside. What other high-quality television shows from the decades past would you like to see get a sudden, inexplicable burst in recognition in the same manner as Columbo? And how will I manage to turn this question into a recommendation to watch The Prisoner, like that as it happens? So here's the thing. There aren't many shows as good as Columbo.
That's true.
Columbo's fucking stellar. Yeah. When I stumbled on that shit a little bit before the pandemic broke out, I'm like, what the fuck? Because here's the thing. Most people don't have this exact experience. This has been the normal reality for me. My parents have terrible taste in everything. They watch the most condescendingly lowbrow like movies in everything. I don't think they ever once accidentally watched a good movie. The movie Vanilla Sky parks the entire plot to explain itself to the audience for 20 minutes straight, and my parents still couldn't get it. It was beyond my realm of comprehension that something as good as Columbo could have been available that long ago.
Right.
Because of my parents. So I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say Matlock, because come on. There's no way Matlock's anywhere near as good.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been a running gag in The Simpsons that old people love Matlock if it was good.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, Matlock, as I understand it, as someone who hasn't really experienced it, just comes across as Columbo, but incredibly bad. Like, here's our cool character who's really smart and wise talking, and he's a lawyer type, and he's very southern and nice. He's like anti-Columbo.
Uh-huh.
Because he's too nice.
Oh, is he like clean cut as opposed to falling for the exploding cigar?
Yeah, he does not fall for the exploding cigar.
Is there a point where that show is running where the main character isn't like 70 plus years old?
No. Okay, as far as I know, Matlock is always like 60 plus years old.
Oh, does he actually have a wife?
I don't know. Here's the thing about Matlock. Matlock looks like you could take how he looks in the episodes I'd seen, right? And transplant him into a historic piece where he owns a plantation and he would look the same. And I think that adds a comfort level to really old racists. Anyways, I'm done here. Hey, Bob, do you have any?
You know, I have nothing to back this up, but, We're all gonna just, as a culture, go back and watch Lois and Clark, the old Superman show, and be like, oh, this is actually really great.
Fuck. Come on, man. Okay, we're gonna go to KZ next.
Was Ally McBeal instead. I don't know.
Oh my god. Okay. No. Here's the problem with this concept, this question.
Uh-huh.
Here's why it's such a conundrum. Most TV is condescendingly pandering to the people of the times, and as such, a lot of shows are not acceptable by modern standards.
Meanwhile, Columbo has the universal themes of rich people being evil.
Yes.
And being really bad at being evil.
Yes.
But unlike reality, in Columbo, people care.
Right.
Yes. Exactly. Casey, you got any shows that you think is the next one?
I feel like...
Or you would like to see?
I feel like so many shows I've seen were around, you know, 90s, mm-hmm. and then approaching, like, early aughts, so it feels, like, too close.
Yeah.
But despite that, I'm like, a lot of those also get, like, resurgences or reunion-type stuff, especially when it comes to, like, sitcom-type things.
Or some sort of psychopathic podcast where you try to hunt down the voice actors for the sister on Arthur. That's a thing.
Oh. All right. Well, the only thing that comes to my mind, and it really hurts, is the idea, based on this question of everyone on my timeline talking about it,
mm-hmm.
Sliders.
Oh, okay.
No.
literally everyone just getting into sliders.
No.
But here's the thing. Sliders isn't something you should enjoy. genuinely, you should enjoy it ironically because it's written by fucking morons.
I think it's pretty funny. We should watch more.
I got one more that I would like to see resurgence. it just actually got licensed to for English release for the first time. It's from the 70s.
Okay.
God, what's the name of that? It's Miyazaki's like TV show. Let me see. Future Boy Conan.
Oh yeah.
It's getting a full English sub and coming out like later this year.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
So I'd love to see that actually take off. That Urusei Yatsura, that needs to get licensed just like this, because I've watched a bit of Bose and Urusei Yatsura is definitely the show I would watch.
Netflix will grab that one.
Sure.
No. It's older than Made Yesterday, so I know they won't be doing it.
Feel?
Okay, this isn't what I want, but I think it's the most likely one. Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, you're right.
The show where David Carradine is a wandering Chinese monk. And the entire reason he's cast is Bill in Kill Bill, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Now, for one, I hope, and this is only so I can have a reason to watch it and know if it was actually good or if my parents were just deranged, is Murphy Brown.
Nothing's coming to mind, but I have heard of that.
It had 250 episodes.
Holy shit.
It ran for a million years. Apparently it came back at one point. Like, recently, in 2018, it came back for an 11th season.
What?
That's insane. I have a different answer. Sorry, go ahead.
Sure. I was just saying it has 10 seasons, roughly 25 episodes per season. It ran from 1989 to 1998.
Okay, I need to Google. I need to have an image to associate with this one moment.
I was like, yeah, I've seen this. I had no idea the name.
Also, boy, it's insane that TV shows used to get 20 million people watching them, and now it's like, we got 800,000. That's good.
Yeah. I have no idea what this show is other than white people posing for a photo.
Yeah.
It's like they're newscasters, I think, because they have Murphy in the morning.
Okay. That explains it. I'm like, it looks like them posing for a photo for them running a show, but what is the show? Now makes
it
sense. Okay.
It was a CBS show where Murphy Brown is the famous investigative journalist and news anchor for the fictional CBS TV news show.
Okay. All right. That's very meta. I'm okay with that conceptually. I'm going to have to watch an episode of this now. I hope you're happy.
Oh, no. That means I'm going to have to watch an episode of this. I hope you're happy.
I'm excited.
Another one is Hearts of Fire. We need to bring back Hearts of Fire, which was a short running sitcom that had John Ritter in it and Billy Bob Thornton.
What the heck?
Okay.
This is a show that I only have any attachment to because it was syndicated on a channel that we got, and it would show two episodes from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. So I saw every single episode multiple times because that was what was on TV when I got ready for school.
Man, that's weird.
Okay.
This has the energy of Fox made a sitcom and it didn't take off, so they canceled it after two seasons.
Oh, God.
Hey, it got to syndication.
Oh, there you go.
55 episodes, that's all you need.
You know what they need to bring back?
Huh.
Home Improvement.
Oh, I'm actually really curious about Hearts of Fire now because I had forgot the element that John Ritter is a conservative senator's aide and his wife is a liberal political reporter.
At that point, just watch Dharma and Greg.
I've never seen Dharma and Greg. Is it good?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. Is it better than Will and Grace?
Yes, of course. What kind of fucking question?
I'm listing every sitcom I saw in syndication that I did not watch.
Oh, okay.
Is it better than Frasier?
I was actually going to say, I think it's time for Frasier to get a resurgence in viewership. Reason why, lots of people nowadays, judging by our recently reviewed Nagatoro Weeboots, are really into Schadenfreude's slice of life. And that's what that show is. So, you know, you should all watch Frasier, you sick fucks.
the revival's officially happening, so it's a good time.
Yeah, it's a great time.
I'm just thinking about, like, a website. You go and you watch Nagatoro, and it's like, other people who watch Nagatoro also watch Frasier.
God.
Frasier, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Seinfeld.
And everybody loves Raymond for some reason.
I mean, in anything with his parents is kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. His parents are cursed. So I actually, my parents watched every ABC sitcom because, as I said, terrible taste. But because of this, I watched the Drew Carey Show, and I'm terrified to revisit it because I'm worried it might be bad. But more importantly, and more what I wanted to talk about, I watched Dharma and Greg.
Oh, no.
Greg's actor ended up in one of those NCIS, CSI type shows, and that was really weird.
Oh, I did not know that.
Now I gotta find out who.
Yeah, his. I'm like, why is Greg here?
That's really funny.
Is Dharma dead? Like, is this a part of the same cinematic universe?
Got me over here Googling Greg from Dharma and Greg. Oh, this guy. He's the lead guy in Criminal Minds.
Exactly.
which I've watched a few seasons of that. He's very good in that.
He's an excellent fucking actor. I thought it was really weird that I didn't get to see him in anything else. He's very good at his job.
Yeah, he's very good in that.
I don't know if Dharma's actor showed up anywhere else. I think I saw her in one other thing ever. I can't remember what it was even.
Love this guy. His head is so long.
His head is so long. Thank you, KZ Excellent, for those kind words.
It's good.
We're going to move on.
Yeah, good.
Laudable Calms writes in, greetings, large thinkers. One of the prompts Dan put out on Twitter for this mailbag was, quote, dumb things you believed as kids. My mom once volunteered that as a kid, she thought that when it rained in one place, it rained everywhere else on the planet. One of my dumb kid beliefs was that whenever I ate, my body would sort each kind of food into test tubes in my stomach, one for pizza, one for chicken nuggets, etc. What are some maybe sort of sweet but utterly dumbass things you believed as a kid? Okay. I don't think I said this on content yet. Maybe I said it deep in Neo Turf Masters. As a kid, playing Mario Golf on the Game Boy Color, I'm like, these trees are in really annoying spaces. You'd think at some point the course would just cut the trees down. And that's how I thought about real golf courses. I was like, it's fucking weird that they always just build the course around these trees. It never occurred to me that, damn, they put those trees where they are for a reason. It's course design. Thought they were just working with what they had.
I've got something.
Okay, go ahead.
I vividly remember seeing on the news, like a Fox News thing, of someone who was struck by lightning through his window. So that made my brain naturally think, if you see lightning ever, it'll hit you. From any distance. So I just always stayed in the middle of the room and didn't look near any window. And then I told that to my father, to which he said, yeah, it's real. Again, this is the same father that would put his arm outside the open car window and start closing it and screaming like it's going to cut off his arm.
My dad didn't go that far, but like Casey, I had the dad who's like, lying to your kid's the funniest thing in the entire world.
I thought the Sega CD was the future. Okay, Bob, your turn.
Oh, no. Jesus, I can't beat that.
I played the Power Rangers game on it. I'm like, this is really cool. Kind of weird, though. Yeah, it's barely a game. That's why it's weird.
I had something.
Sorry. I totally knocked you out with...
Killed by the Sega CD.
Yeah, killed by the Sega CD. It's too powerful. even as stupid as I was to think the Sega CD was the future, the 32X was obviously stupid to me. a fucking child can look at the 32X and go, that seems real dumb. What do the games come on? Cartridges. I already got cartridges. See, so there you go. As stupid as I was as a kid, even I looked at the 32X and went, nah. I'm getting into hyper-specific stories at this point while Bob tries to remember his. I thought using a save backup device for the Game Boy Color, or the Game Boy Original, I could put take my Pokemon on Pokemon Red, save it on there, and then just write that save file to Pokemon Blue. That did not work at all. I bricked my Pokemon Blue.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I was like, cool. Now I have so many Mewtwo's. Why won't it boot?
Ugh.
Yeah, I was pretty upset. I smashed that thing with a hammer to feel better. You might notice a narrative arc in my life.
Yeah, maybe.
Smashing shit that don't work with a hammer to feel better. Hey, Feel. While Bob continues to remember, do you have any?
When I was a kid, I thought that if you turned the television off, whenever you turned it back on, it would continue from the same place.
Same, yeah.
Huh.
I thought holes in the ozone layer were caused by invisible sky moles, because that's what my dad told me.
Holy shit.
Because I asked him, Dad, where does the hole in the ozone layer come? Because this was the start of the 90s. It was like 1994, 1995, when, you know, they were really talking about the hole in the ozone layer because of aerosols or whatever. And my dad, who is a biology major and knows, he knew the answer to this question. It's like sky moles.
I'm trying to remember if my parents ever just maliciously lied to me like that. I don't think so. Like, that's a level.
I remember me fucking with my parents a lot more than them fucking with me. I put them in some spots. When you know enough to be dangerous, I'm like, I'm going to ask you this question. You better fill out the rest of it.
My parents once said to try and get me to stop cracking my knuckles that doing it a lot would give you bone cancer.
Oh. I didn't get bone cancer. I got something else. I forget what my parents were saying.
And then...
I also got a variant of that.
Yeah, an extended family member said, you know, that's not real, right? And my parents looked and went, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm blanking right now. This is bad. So, whatever. I can't answer because my brain don't work.
I didn't understand how metal worked, so I thought you could make a grappling hook with a clothes hanger.
That's pretty good.
I broke all my bones.
No, because it broke the moment I pulled down on the rope.
Luckily. Right. You didn't jump off something with it.
Oh, that's good.
No.
Always good to test things before you jump off a thing, depending
on it. I was relatively well supervised as a child.
Well, if we're talking about dumb ways we hurt ourselves as a child, I remember...
Sure.
I had this piece of PVC.
Okay.
And I guess it was kind of weak. I was spinning around with it. I don't even know why. It's completely shattered in my hands and tore them up completely.
Okay, this explains every time I talk to you about the structural capacity of PVC, and you're like, it'll shatter. Because there were multiple conversations we had that ended like that. I was like, all right.
Sure.
I was like, I've never shattered PVC before. You're like, I have.
Yes.
Want to see my scars?
Yeah, no, I had Band-Aids all over my hands. It was bad.
Okay, I'm doing this as a last follow-on to Bob's bit, which was not the question that's written in. I slammed my middle finger on a car door twice. The second time was right after I got the cast off.
I also did that.
Great.
Like, I slammed, like, from halfway down the fingers.
Mm-hmm.
It was rough. I was very upset and distraught as a 9-year old right next to the Bob Evans.
Bob, what's a Bob Evans?
That's a restaurant.
Oh,
yes.
I was like, I think I knew a kid named Bob Evans. So I was like,
the world famous Bob Evans.
Yeah, it's a Southern style, like Denny's esque kind of restaurant.
It's run by a person Bob went to school with.
You may see them at your local Walmart. They sell side dishes.
Okay. Oh yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of history with Bob Evans because my maternal grandfather. He ate there every single day. He was one of those people who's like, we go to dinner at 2 p.m.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. They should go to a more respectable establishment like Boston Market.
Or Golden Corral.
And I remember fucking hating Bob Evans because it's like, I can't get the salt. Because this is in Missouri, so it's humid. I'm like, they have the bad salt. They don't have anything in the salt to keep it from absorbing moisture and being unshakable.
Oh, really?
So you can't use salt.
That sucks.
Weird.
Reminds me of every place where I saw rice in the salt, and I'm like, what the fuck's in the salt? Is that maggots? My parents are like, no, it's fucking rice. And I'm like, why did they put rice in the salt?
Okay, they lied to me too, and I haven't thought about it since. They told me it was just big salt.
Jesus.
Oh, that's really good.
This also explains why it took me a little longer to get into rice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I don't want big salt.
Oh my god. Okay, we're going to move on. Clueless Kohai writes in, hey BTT crew, I recently started my first part-time job at a place serving Japanese fast food, like rice bowls, udon, and the like. The food itself is pretty good, but I've completely reevaluated how I feel about cuts after having to prepare 30 kilograms, 66 pounds, of chicken cuts in a single day. Has there been any food that made you have a different perception or appreciation for it after cooking it / knowing what it takes to make it? Thanks for the Kino content, as always. I thought this was going to go the other direction. Was there a food you loved that you fell out of because you had to cook it?
Right.
Which my brother, he stayed strong. Nothing made him fall out of love with Taco Bell or Wendy's, despite working there for years.
Yeah.
Yes. Impressive, really.
It's the peak. Why go anywhere else?
And that was back when, you know, Wendy's was good.
Yeah.
When their junior bacon cheeseburger was exceptionally, like, absolutely stellar in 99 cents, and now it's, like, really good at $1.90.
Hey, Wendy's is fine now, except for the overcooked fries they gave me 2 weeks ago.
And when they used chili that had meat, like, regular ground meat instead of torn up patties.
Hey, they're trying to get it to eat quick.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You want to go to Wendy's after this?
Yes. Yes, that was my plan.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
that or Tops. I don't know. I'll talk to Tosh. I don't know. So here's my thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know what? Okay, this is demented and not how this question should work, but I'm going with it.
Oh, fuck.
I worked at McDonald's, so I got to see frozen McGriddles, and I'm like, this shit's awesome. So I love them even more.
Oh, my God. I wish I was that lucky.
But when I worked at Pizza Hut, because I only worked at McDonald's for a few days, they broke every labor law, so I quit. Because I was like 15, 14 maybe. Anyways, Pizza Hut, they used to have like the Pizzone and other things like that.
Yeah, the Pizzone.
And personal pan pizzas and stuff. Making shit there made me go, oh my god, you can make food out of Pizza Hut. So it's not really how this question is supposed to work, but nothing hurts more, audience. Nothing hurts more than realizing this place would be really great to eat at if only I could go make the food behind the counter.
Pizza Hut is quite good.
Trust me, it's not as good as when I made it. Anyway... Bob, is there any food you were like, that looks great? And then you tried to make the recipe and you were like, this is way harder than expected.
I mean, that happens all the time, and it usually comes down to, I still like this, but it's a pain and I probably won't do it again.
Well, see, for me, I deeply respect and appreciate these foods before I do that journey, right?
Yeah.
Like Kang Namul. I have a lifelong love of that before I tried making it. And the only reason I tried making it is because the Korean lady who's been running a restaurant locally for like 15 years finally stopped. I was like, God damn it. Now I have to learn.
But I also worked at Hardee's.
Oh, hell yeah. Lucky.
Before their menu changed completely.
Oh.
I kind of miss some of those things, honestly.
Yeah.
Like the lot of the more basic burgers, like they did sliders and they did just, okay, cooking a fresh hamburger at Hardee's ended up pretty good. Now that they're tarbroil ones and they're really big and kind of bad. Also, their breakfast used to be immaculate.
Yeah, well,
that was a pain to make, but it was immaculate.
This is what happens when you have so many competitors. They have to specialize a lot to stand out in the market. So yeah, that is an unfortunate victim of that, in my opinion. Where it's just like, they had to become the gimmick burger almost.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Also, they used to have the thing that they called the $5 burger, and it was way less than $5 and still pretty good. And that was the thing. And now they're just actually the $5 burger is not very good.
This is my favorite Bob bit because he transforms into a character from a sitcom.
Yes, he does.
He's just like, it's not even $5 anymore.
Well, look, they marketed it as the $5 burger.
I get it, because it's like, you would pay $5 for it, but it will not
be
$5.
But not here.
Yeah, not here, which is probably a terrible marketing idea. I didn't even fully understand when I worked there.
That's why no one complained or noticed when it was actually $5 later.
Yes.
See, here's the thing. Okay. I think it was Chris Pratt. You know that gif of Chris Pratt from the sitcom he was on where he just smiles and he's losing it as he stares into the camera, almost blushing levels of smiling?
Yes.
So that's my reaction every time. I'm like, I'm not going to order a $5. Wait, that isn't $5. Like, it blew my mind every time. I was like, this is amazing.
Holy shit.
Like I know it's a gimmick and I know they're getting me, but every time it got me. Shit like that really hits strong with me. I don't know. I don't know how else to answer this. I watch a lot of Korean street food videos, as referenced earlier in this mailbag, and I attempt a lot of the things in there. But once again, I treat those like sacred texts and respect them and appreciate them deeply beforehand. So there's no transformative moment for me.
God, I remember trying to make okonomiyaki and being like, this is always bad. Like, this never works. This never works out. I don't know what's wrong. I assume I just can't get the right cuts of meat.
I'm gonna look it up again. Yeah, there we go. Okay. I've never eaten okonomiyaki. Yeah, that seems like it'd be a little difficult.
Yeah.
Just a smidge.
And you wouldn't think, because but when you boil it down, it's like it's a pancake that's savory with pork on it.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be that bad.
And yet. Hey, Casey. I'm going to distill down the question. Have you ever cooked?
Yes, of course. I cook things all the time. You saw I made Spam?
Yes.
Made things in the microwave. Mm-hmm. You know, really was a tough nut to crack?
Huh.
Pizza rolls for the longest time, you know?
Pizza rolls.
Yeah, I know. They were real rough. That I finally figured out that you could air fry them and it made them a lot easier. Does that answer the question at all?
Yes, that absolutely answers the question. You fucking nailed it.
Thank you. That's really good. Hey. I'm sorry. I'm poor, but in that level where it's like, we're not going to buy ingredients, we might fuck this up.
That's not poverty. That's a general lack of confidence in cooking.
No, that is poverty.
Thank you.
I can think of like 15 people off the top of my head who came from households like that.
Look, I'm just saying, there's always been a point where it's like, we can make rice and eggs and figure it out. Like, I would always
But what if the rice gets ruined and the eggs die and there's chickens in them?
What?
But what if your family does their grocery shopping at Walgreens?
Phil, why'd you take that?
Because both your mom and your dad have DUIs and the only place they can walk to is Walgreens.
That's fucking tragic shit for sure.
Okay. It's getting a little too real.
Oh my God.
Hey, Field, do you have anything in regards to the question?
You know what's really great? Bowsy. You know what I'm never, ever even going to attempt to make myself? Bowsy.
What is Bowsy?
Chinese steamed pork buns.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, wow, this recipe has 45 steps. I'm not even going to attempt to do this.
Yeah, there definitely been ones like that.
It just ain't happening. Baking bread got a lot easier when I bought a kitchen scale. Every time I ever made bread in my life, I was like, this is fucking bad. Why do people do this instead of buying it? Then I bought a kitchen scale and I'm like, oh, you have to weigh it. Baking is a science.
Yes, weighing ingredients is important, Adam Ragusea.
No, just eyeball it.
What a fucking idiot.
Put it in your pot, squirt a lemon on it.
I wouldn't say you have to weigh things for most recipes. For baking, though, you absolutely have to.
A kitchen scale helps immensely. I know they're not cheap, but if you're running a YouTube channel that's about cooking, you absolutely should not die on the hill of, no, I'm never going to weigh it. Because, you know, a kitchen scale, that's money. Okay,
you can get a kitchen scale for $10. Mine costs $10. Works great.
I'm just saying that's any amount of extra money. It is cheaper to get cups, but still, at the end of the day, really, really fucking helpful.
I could just buy a loaf of bread.
Yes, you can.
Yep.
I'm going to be honest. We don't have a stand mixer. I could not imagine you kneading dough for as long as you need to.
I could do it.
Nah, kneading's fun. Gives you good forearm workout.
Phil, I'm just hungry.
I'm just going to eat my Wonder Bread. Please leave me alone.
Yes.
I've actually never baked bread. Have you, Bob?
I did in school, but I don't think I had snacks.
I wasn't counting that.
That's not real.
But yes, I too baked bread in school. But yeah, that's not real. What? What's weird about this story?
In what context?
Home ec?
There was also, like, in elementary or middle school, I can't remember which, like, we had some huge seminar where we all baked bread. I'm not sure why.
That had to be elementary because I didn't fucking do that shit.
Yeah, it was like everyone going to the cafeteria. We're doing the bread making class. This is important.
Turns out they were just out of fucking bread. didn't have time or labor.
Here's one of those stories that's going to kill KZ.
Oh, no.
I'll miss you, buddy.
Our home ec teacher, I didn't take home ec, but the home ec teacher that we had in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't actually teach home ec because the school didn't want any of the students touching the equipment.
Oh my God. What the?
So instead she just fucked around and eventually she got fired because she had a locked drawer full of candy for herself. It wasn't like she gave out candy. And one of the students jimmied the lock and stole all her candy bars, which it wasn't a huge drawer, but you could put like, you know, probably 20 or 30 in there. And she, like, had to be restrained by police.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to kill this kid. It's my Kit Kat.
She didn't even know who did it. She was just about to start throwing hands at any child nearby.
Do you like chocolate?
Jesus
Christ. And then we never saw her again.
Being pulled into the squad car.
God.
Twix has a cookie in it.
Unrelated story, was one of the coaches in high school poisoned another coach because it was like, this coach doesn't like spicy food. I'm going to send him a meal full of habanero peppers. Smash cut to that coach being removed from the school on a stretcher.
Oh.
Wow. Well, you're going to do that to me at some point.
Well, we're going to move on to the next question. Hey Doc, writes in, hey Gigaboots crew. Everyone on the podcast network, guests included, seem to go by an alias rather than their real names. Absolutely. How did you come up with your handles? Was it difficult to get used to being referred to as something other than your real name? Thanks for the great content and constant uploads. Hope you guys are doing well at the new house.
Yeah, Dan, how'd you come up with the name Dan?
I wanted something really approachable, and I was inspired because as a kid, and I guess this should have gone in that earlier question, there was a man on the local news who covered sports. And when they introduced his name, it was so absurd, I didn't believe it. I thought he made it up. I thought it was fake. They were like, and Dan Shugart with sports. And I'm like,
Shugart?
I'm like, Shugart isn't a fucking word. You put a T in sugar. And somehow that just... This was years. This was years that
this
they kept
like
pretending.
Me saying a word.
This was years that these motherfuckers kept being like, Dan Shugart with sports. And I'm like, no, that's not a real human name. You're making that shit up. See, the real trick is you throw in the Dan, and everyone's like, well, obviously, that's a very normal name. And then you get weird at the end.
How about you, Bob? How'd you come up with the name Bob?
Such a good alias. Definitely not just a nickname.
Nope.
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 Could never guess the real name behind this one.
Yeah, your name's Dan because you got to swap names for content.
Luckily, Dan threw in the video games at the end of our name so that people are really showing off the trail.
Yes.
Yeah. Living in a cartoon city.
We do play video games, so
that's,
you know.
It's true. And I do watch anime, thus I transform it to anime Danime. Hey, Phil.
My real name is Phil, so I just use Phil. I made that up. That's a lie.
Damn it, I thought your name was Freddy this past 2 years.
Can't believe you lied to me, Phil. Hey, KZ.
You know, I've always said that KZ didn't have a meaning. It's because I remember it did have one, but I don't remember. All I remember with context is that if I remember what it is, it's probably not good.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
It's probably something really cringe. but you know, my brain can't remember what I decided to do it in 2005.
The K and KZ is for cringe.
I was Jesus really Christ. Into Mortal Kombat story modes.
Ooh. I'm going to be honest, transitioning from our prior YouTube channel where I did have a nickname to the new one where I just went by Dan because I was like, you know, video game sites don't really have nicknames except for Jeff Grubb. That's not a fucking name. Anyway,
I think GamePro had nicknames.
Yes, GamePro did, but I felt like we were well past the era of GamePro.
We really were.
With its really cool names. I think EGM also had names way back, but I can't remember.
You were also past that, too.
GamePro is a real good magazine. Expert Gamer might be a little bit better, though.
Didn't... I think it was a clip from one of Dan Riker's recent streams. Like, yeah, when I wrote for this, I would call myself Dan Stealth or something.
See? You see? You just put Dan and then whatever the fuck you want.
Even if it's something like Shugart.
Yes. I'm going to see if Googling Dan Shugart brings up any... Oh my God, why does that work? Just to be clear, it does have an H as well. It's
yeah,
not
it's
just
that, it's
a
that
T.
Guy. I remember
show
that guy.
Show me this guy.
Okay. W-E-R-A.
Oh my God, it's his name forever?
Why has someone made this image? Okay.
Put that in there.
Phil, I'm sorry. You have to see this now. One moment.
Did he get the Philosopher's Stone?
Here you go, Phil. Here's a picture of Dan Shugart throughout the years.
Those are clearly the same picture.
I know. They're not. They are different photos.
I don't know, man. I watched that news channel. It seemed like he looked like that the whole fucking time. Every photo you could find of him, he looks basically identical. It's fucked up.
No other podcast will talk about Dan Shugart.
No, it's true. They're cowards.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, nobody will talk about an obscure newscaster
from the Florida Panhandle. Yes.
Look at this guy.
We're getting this is the most. This is the most.
What do you mean?
Like
this dude has a Twitter.
Like, yeah, it's girl. It's really
follow
funny.
Him right now.
I'm not following Dan Shugart on Twitter. He's just gonna tweet about sports, and I'm gonna go right. I don't know shit about sports. Jesus Christ!
Oh my God, is he still on the team? I think he is.
Yeah, I think he's on the team. That's what I was looking for. At very least, he was on the team in 2016. I haven't looked up any information to let me know if he was on more recently. But yeah, that man just gets that job forever.
Yeah, why would you ever leave?
Yeah.
Having too much fun.
There's so much sports in the panhandle to be sports talking about. What the fuck was this question actually? Oh, right. We've answered it. Moving on.
Next!
You know what? I'll ruin Dr. Agro.
Oh, yeah?
He's not here.
Huh.
So he had a shirt that just said Agro on it. And he wore that in a number of skits. Then one day we wanted to do a sick comedy sketch where he tears down the Wii. So we called him Dr. Agro because I wrote a bunch of technical shit for him to say on top of his bullshit. There you go.
Whoa.
Pretty good video. He commits breaking and entering and physically accosts someone. It's very good. Very good video. No, you cannot watch it. Anyway. Next question comes in from Metal Dragon. Hello, lords of the digital dimension and feel. What? I would like to ask about your younger days when you went to school, and the question is, were you ever the source of a big incident at school, or did you inadvertently witness a big incident that could be incidents of any kind, humorous, distressing, or just plain surreal? Appreciate the hard work and content. Glad Dan got a place to store his many items. It is now slowly infecting KZ with the gigavirus. Denim jackets, we'll get to him next.
Oh, Jesus.
Bob, you may be upset, but I gave KZ that giant Kingdom Hearts 3 commemorative cloth.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. You know, some things are just making its way towards KZ.
Yeah, I have that in your box of Mega Man cereal.
He's like, this is expired for 2 years. I can't eat this. And I'm like, you never could. That's the trick.
I got more of them if you want.
I'm going to need one because I gave him mine.
Okay.
So I'm going to need one of them that's still sitting at your place. Obviously, we should just bring them all here. So that way we could give them randomly to guests. But anyways.
This isn't an incident.
Okay.
But I do remember something that I just generally thought was funny toward the end of 1 year in middle school. Where people kept fighting. Like, seriously. So the security would try to, like, break it up. So what people thought was funny for 2 weeks was to fake fights happening by everybody just getting in a circle going, ooh, and, like, cheering on a fight that wasn't actually happening. And the security guard looked like he was going to have a panic attack that happened, like, every day for 2 straight weeks.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, no one actually did anything.
That is so good.
That is genuinely funny. Oh, my God.
It's funny because then we got a new security guard, so I think he might have quit.
Yeah, that's fair. I could understand that. I feel like I would laugh every time it wasn't a fight. Just be like, oh, that's fucking great.
Yep.
And then I would punch one of the kids. I found out a way to overload the school's server's memory by moving around huge documents over and over, so I'd crash the school server on a regular occasion so that way I didn't have to do work during a certain class. I also found out the back end for doing system-level messages into the computers is very good. I then taught other people this, then it was not very good. But this is the good thing about this, though, it threw the teacher off my path because she was certain it was me. She was like, I know it's you, and I'm like, what are you talking about? How could it be me? When I gave them the keys to the kingdom, she had her eyes on my monitor, and then they did the most stupid fucking system level message where it was just like, but. It just said the word but. And then she's staring at my screen. I'm like, you just saw me not do it, so clearly it's not me. Let me sit in a normal chair, you dumb bitch. that's about it for incidences that I can recall. But. Yeah, it was something that level. Like, it's not memorable in the least. I can't remember what they wrote, but it was just that level of stupid.
My butt stinks.
Bob, do you have anything? Did you witness anything?
This isn't so much an incident, but I think it was really, really funny when they were announcing for the anime club meeting.
Oh, no.
And the announcer...
Uh-huh.
Like, over the broadcast thing, she just is like, okay, students gathered for the anima club.
No!
Mr. Hernandez's room after school is the anima club. I remember that time. I just kept my eyes on the door, and I'm like, somebody's gonna look in.
It's like, man, we have a lot more people in the club than usual.
Yeah. I'm just like, somebody's going to look at it and just be like, what the fuck is this room doing?
Like, oh no, they're watching things. What are they watching?
Hey, Field, do you have an answer to this question?
One time at an assembly, they were letting candidates for senior class president do speeches, which was really just them basically just doing stupid bullshit. And one person imitated Napoleon Dynamite because this was 2005. One student decided he was going to do his cool gymnastic flips and landed directly on his head.
Oh.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's alive.
Okay.
It was scary, though, because it was some real, oh, bodies don't fold that way.
Oh, God.
And my understanding was there was a lot of discussions about why did you allow that child to do that with no precautions whatsoever?
Man,
why did you let them do that in front of the entire school?
God, oof. Holy shit! Okay, thank you, Phil. I'm gonna move on. Is this okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
The next question's from Wubkey, which they have written out as Wubkey. So my question is, what's your favorite candy? Also, thank you for the support regarding my animatic. I very much appreciate it. I'm hoping to eventually make a chugging bleach animatic in the future. Once again, thank you so much, and I hope no sleep paralysis demons come after you guys. Thank you, Wubkey. So Bob and I got public displays of confection in Tallahassee. They do mail order candy. We got some of that and ate it on Gigaboots Eats last year. I really, really liked their black currant candy and their sour lime soda. That shit was good. I frequently sit there and go, I really need to order more.
Yeah, those ones were really good.
They were fucking excellent. Those were gone almost instantly. The other things hung around for a while. And then we kept the mushroom candy too long and it changed colors. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are hitting the top. If I were to do a candy bar, I'm going to have to think on it. You know what? No, I won't. 2005 Snickers Cruncher. Done. It's the best candy bar that ever fucking was. No contest. Hey, Bob.
I like Twizzlers a lot. I realized last week or so, I was like, I haven't bought Twizzlers in more than a year. Why is that? So I went and bought some. They're real good.
Yeah, it was really funny. We finally get my shit out of his house, mostly. Not completely. We tear shit down. He now has counter space again. And the first two things that I see appear the next time I go over is a bag of Twizzlers and Swedish Fish.
Yeah, Swedish Fish I wasn't as big a fan of. I was like, I remember liking these. They're okay.
Okay.
They're not great.
Thank fucking God. If you came back and you were like, yeah, it's a Swedish Fish. What's wrong with you, Dan? I think they're good.
And you're like, get out of my house. Lock the door, Casey.
It's like I'm watching you take handfuls of wax and eat it.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, not the biggest fan of Swedish Fish. Hey, Casey, do you have a favorite candy or candy bar? I'm gonna count these as two separate questions, even though they didn't ask about candy bar. I think candy bars are important.
Yeah, that is valuable information.
Yeah.
I like Reese's related stuff.
Okay.
I'd say my favorite bar would be like their Fast Break. That's the one that has nougat in it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Describing a candy bar as that's the one with nougat in it kills me.
Oh, well, compared to the average Reese's thing that has chocolate and peanut butter in different types of variety.
Yes, I got how it made sense for Reese's, but it's like you might as well have gone, it's the candy bar with chocolate on it.
It's the candy bar with peanuts inside.
Oh, thank God.
It's the one that comes in a wrapper.
Okay, let's, quick question.
Yeah.
Are we willing to include Take Fives in the candy bar discussion?
I would assume that they would be in a candy bar discussion as a bad candy bar.
Okay, well, they aren't bar-shaped, and they're not even one piece. It's just two circular things.
What even is a Take
Five? You've never seen a Take Five?
I thought I had, and then he started describing it. He was like, I don't know anymore.
Take Five has a pretzel in it, Bob.
Yeah. Oh. Take five real chance. So, got
there
it.
You go. It's kind of like a pretzel and a turtle size thing. There you go, Bob. I got you a picture.
Okay, let me look at this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really a bar. Two of them come in a normal package.
Oh, also, yeah, I've seen those.
It's fucking me up that searching up Take 5, they're like, Reese's Take 5. And I'm like, oh, is that how the war ended?
Is that AMC's The Walking Dead?
we just added Reese's to it, and you're like, okay, eat it now, asshole. But yeah, I don't know. I'll have to ruminate more on a candy bar. Did you have any candy specifically, Casey?
I was trying to think. I don't partake too often. And then my brain went, dum dums.
Oh, I'm an idiot. How did candy take me this long? So those other things are good, but they're not the best candy ever.
Hmm.
Fuck, I'm going to have to look up the name of this thing while Feel goes. Hey, Feel. You go.
I'm a really big fan of the O. Henry candy bar.
All right.
But they don't have that everywhere anymore. So my go-to candy bar is always still just going to be a Reese's Cup.
Yeah, Reese's Cups are like, definitely solid.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's
unless it's really hot out, then they're like, you know, a little gooey.
And sometimes I get Kit Kats. Because I don't know, I like Kit Kats. I like to be a degenerate and just bite into the side.
Yeah, I assumed. That's like in a personality quiz. They're like, how do you eat the Kit Kat, right or wrong?
Isn't that called the Chaos Crunch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where you just bite the whole side of it
because you're a fucking monster.
Yeah.
Okay, so the specific sour candy I was thinking of, I believe, is the Sour Patch Hearts for Valentine's Day, which use a combination of citric acid and malic acid, making them the best fucking sour candy ever. For anyone who's curious about that exact sort of flavor profile, weirdly enough, there are marshmallows at Walmart, at very least, that have like that are Sour Patch branded. They're like watermelon wedges, Sour Patch. They were excellent. They're expensive for marshmallows, but they're fucking really tasty. That's it.
Yeah, I like fruit chew related stuff.
Yeah.
Like gummies and Starburst are okay. Now and laters are a scourge on the planet. They're Starburst, but hard.
Whoa.
They're like, we made these out of rocks.
Oh.
Man, I'm going to hate myself for not remembering something other than Fast Break because, I mean, the Snickers Crunch is the real answer, but it hasn't existed in 17 years, 15 years, maybe.
I like those Midnight Milky Ways where it's dark chocolate.
Mm.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's also real good.
Yeah, those are pretty good. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and side with KZ here and say, yeah, Fast Break's pretty good. That was my fallback after Snickers Cruncher was robbed away from me.
I need to go buy a Fast Break.
Do you think Wendy sells it? Also,
no. Oh, man, they'd be the best plates in the world!
I also unironically like Butterfingers.
I'm with you.
That's good. I'm glad someone does.
I picked up a pint of ice cream a couple of weeks ago that was vanilla with Butterfingers in it.
Yeah, I feel like Butterfinger is really good in ice cream. Like, you get that at a, like, Dairy Queen. They do a swirl.
Yeah, or like a Sonic.
Oh, yeah, they do it too.
Mm-hmm. They have the blast where you can, like, pick which candy type you just dump in there.
Good when you eat it and it clings to your teeth like radioactive goo.
Yeah, Dan, how do you feel about that?
That is the worst part, because it's like, then my teeth don't feel like they close right, and I get scared for a moment.
Oh, it's so good.
No, it's terrible. So it's the fucking worst. It's a nightmare. I fucking hate Butterfinger.
It's the best part.
I close my teeth, and I try to open them, and they won't open.
Yes, that is...
Why are you...
Transcendent.
Why? Okay, now I can't even get it. Like, how is all of this positive? It's like, I like it because it means I ate a Butterfinger, and I like Butterfingers.
No, that's all part of the appeal.
And then, no, it's not!
And then the Butterfinger puts my arm in a cast, and I love it.
Recently, I've been getting sorry, Phil, go ahead.
Yeah, I gotta be careful now, because if I do it too much, the cap comes off one of my teeth.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jesus.
Exactly. You fucking degenerate.
I just I just eat it on the left side of my mouth where the cap, there's no cap.
Yet.
God. What were you doing, Bob?
I've recently been eating those pandas filled with chocolate. They're in the Asian part of the food or candy section.
Oh.
I think they're literally called pandas.
Yeah, they come in a red box, kind of tall, bows out middle a little in the middle. So it's like a really oblong hexagon almost.
Yeah, I think it's like Meiji or something like that.
Yeah, you got it. Meiji pandas.
Yeah, those are real good.
Yeah, they're all right.
They don't stick to my teeth and have them tear them out.
Or put your arm in a cast.
Yeah.
I might have to go get a Butterfinger after this.
You'll have time.
I'm going to go ahead and take one more question here. Azalea writes in, Dear Gigaman, what was a prehuman malware norm that you hope doesn't return as things go back to normal, in quotation marks? Mormons, Bob.
Yeah, that's fair. I saw them walking down the street today. I was like, oh no, it's already started.
Oh, one of them.
It's fucked up that it took me 0 seconds to think of that as soon as I read this question. I'm like, yeah, them showing up at my door. Fucking cut it out.
Yeah. I mean, that's completely fair. There's probably no better answer.
You can try, though.
Question.
Uh-huh. What's up?
Well, can we count Mormons as back when I lived in Texas for 2 straight years, a dude who would just appear in his truck and say, hey, do you want to buy steaks? I got him in my car.
Holy shit.
I don't know if he counts in Mormons or not.
I don't think that guy qualifies for being Mormon.
Okay. No, he's just a psychotic store-to-door salesman. Two different things.
We made the mistake of having a grill out in the front. So he's like, this is my chance. It's like, no.
We got him.
No, we'll just go to the Mexican meat market instead.
I wish we had a Mexican
steaks
meat.
Were actually good.
We do have a Mexican, meat market style thing in Fort Walton Beach.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Fort Walton Beach.
1 second. The fucking perfect aim.
Why are you throwing things at me during the podcast?
That's cool, Bob. We should go to that place in Fort Walton Beach.
Yes.
Fort Walton Beach.
Stop it.
I'll throw this box at you.
My real answer, though.
Uh-huh.
I really want it to be viewed as acceptable to, if you're sick and have to work a job, to wear a mask.
Yeah, I wanted that before COVID.
Right, and I want COVID to push us over into the timeline where that's okay, but I already get dirty looks just for wearing a mask now, so.
Yeah, no,
So this area, it's doomed.
This area is so fucked. Yeah, I get dirty looks for wearing a mask now. But I'm torn between, is that because they're insane or because they think I didn't get vaccinated?
That's this area. They're insane.
Yeah, I know. I want to be optimistic.
Now, the real question I have is it because I look funny or is it because of my mask?
Bob's like, am I not white enough for you?
They're like, we can't figure him out at a glance.
You're like, do you need me to wear a bow tie? Hey, Field, do you have any pre-human malware norms that you hope go away forever?
90% of office work.
Yeah.
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 The amount of people who should be in an office is like one-tenth. Should be one-tenth of what it was before.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, all companies are run by vicious sociopaths who don't actually care how much work you're getting done. They just want you to be unhappy when you're doing it.
Right, like all the stuff of like, yeah, productivity is way up. But, you know, they're having fun, so no.
They might be able to, like, they might, like, do the amount of work they do here in, like, 6 hours and then relax for the last two, and we can't, that's not allowed.
And they won't lose an hour of their life every day driving to and from this job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be nice if we saw less reliance on office space work, given that it's an interconnected world. And let's be real, if the internet goes down, if there's a large infrastructure problem, what are the odds that you're going to get work done at your office?
Oh, yeah, no, it's already screwed. Like, yeah. That ruins it there, too.
Yeah, there are very few jobs where that wouldn't.
You know, you got to be here in case the internet goes down. You won't be able to interact with any of our tools that are all internet-based nowadays. But, yep. You can sit here.
And we could watch you sit here.
And we can get mad that you're sitting here and imply that there must be something you can be doing.
Could you imagine Casey's like, oh, I'm going to move out. And I'm like, oh, Casey, you got to move in with me. And he's like, why? And I'm like, because I need to see you be unhappy while you edit. It's the only way I can prove you're being productive.
Oh, no. Dan laughed. I'm so miserable listening to him laugh.
Dan just walks into Casey's room with a stool. Okay.
I'm going to watch it here.
No, he's going to walk in with a DX racer.
I'm like, don't forget that Podlord image. He's like, I'm not at that step yet. And I'm like, don't forget it. He's like, I won't. And I'm like, don't forget it.
That's a critical part of my workflow.
Podlords.
Yep.
That's very true.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mormons. There you go. I think I won today's questions with that one.
Yeah, you basically stole it where I was going to say people coming door to door to waste my time. it's right up there with everyone just being very close together at all times in lines.
Mm-hmm.
Where they are free to cough inside your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I give Bob second place for the face mask thing.
Yes.
Because the legit... I owned those and used them when I would get sick beforehand. And it would have been nice if anyone else ever did that. But instead, they would just rather get me sick at my service industry job. Because they're very considerate like that. Okay. Well, that's going to be it for this episode of Big Think Mailbag. Thank you all for writing in your questions. We will do another one of these before the heat death of the universe.